On today's show, Georgia national champions. They're able to beat Alabama on Monday night for the national championship, beating them 33-18. Full reaction from this one. We'll hear from Kirby Smart, Stetson Bennett, all the heroes as Georgia makes history. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with the Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. I was watching the national championship game with my Sonos Arc, and it sounded incredible. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and Locked On SEC. Here's a little bit of how last night sounded.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
Yeah, with 54 seconds left in Monday night's game, Georgia cornerback Kelee Ringo intercepted Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young, returned it 79 yards for a touchdown, the longest pick six in championship game history, cementing the Georgia Bulldogs' 33-18 win and the program's first national championship since 1980. As the clock expired, the Georgia assistant coaches ran to the elevators as Lucas Oil Stadium was shaking. One of them yelled, "Hell yeah," as they cheered together. And Kirby Smart and company, they celebrated on the field. Alabama, their streak of seven wins in this series against Georgia, it's a streak that started in 2008, is finally broken. Alabama coach Nick Saban is now 25-2 against his former assistants, with both losses coming this year. Monday night against Kirby Smart and Georgia, and during the regular season against Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. This game was an interesting one. It began as a defensive slugfest with no touchdowns in the first half and evolved into a showcase of big plays. Both teams trading touchdowns, missing two-point conversions in the fourth quarter. But with 8:09 remaining, Stetson Bennett found Adonai Mitchell for a 40-yard touchdown pass that gave the Bulldogs a 19-18 lead. Georgia, which had had a stagnant passing game for much of the night, covered 75 yards and four plays on that drive, but came up short on the two-point conversion. Kirby Smart, he now improves to 1-4 against Bama as Georgia's head coach. And while he has managed to take a lead in every one of those games, this was the first time he was able to hang on and win it. The SEC, the only conference to have had a team in the college football playoff every year. And it was the second time Alabama and Georgia played for the national title. It was yet another win for the SEC on the biggest stage. Some notes from this one. Obviously, Alabama loses Jameson Williams. That was a big blow to their offense. They just couldn't really get going. Bryce Young still had a solid night. He connected with Cameron Latu several times. Ajay Hall, Ja'Cory Brooks. Bryce Young ended up throwing for 369 yards and a touchdown, but the two interceptions, we talked about it all week. Last time around the SEC title game, it was Stetson Bennett who made the big mistakes. This time around, it was Bryce Young, the Heisman Trophy winner. And you had to know that Georgia's defense was going to come up and play much better, and man, did they. Georgia did not sack Bryce Young at all in the SEC title game, and this one, they got after Bryce consistently. Channing Tindall had a sack. Nolan Smith had a sack. Robert Beal, Trevon Walker, they all got after it. Another precarious moment in this one. We had a controversial fumble by Stetson Bennett that gave Alabama the ball in Georgia's red zone that set up a touchdown drive. But it ended up not mattering because Stetson Bennett and company were able to answer every time Alabama had a moment where it looked like they were going to take control of this game. Georgia answered, and kudos to the Georgia Bulldogs getting it done when it mattered most. What a impressive night from them.
And a relentless defensive performance by the Dogs, who have finally conquered the Crimson Tide, dethroned Bama, and they sit atop the mountain in college football. 33-18 is the final, and the four-decade drought is over.
And I just have to say, I mean, happy for Georgia fans. Man, you finally slay the dragon, 1980. I don't know how many times we've talked about that throughout the years. I don't know how many times opposing fan bases have been able to throw that back at Georgia and say, whatever, you're all these great recruiting classes, Kirby competing, winning the SEC East all these times, but it don't matter unless you win the big one. Finally, they break through and win the big one, and the trophy's coming back home to Athens. All the different people, Coach Dooley, there in attendance, embracing Coach Smart after the game. Good to see that, just from a standpoint of, I can finally pass the torch. All the talk of Herschel Walker and the legend of Georgia football, the glory days, Georgia can now enjoy this. We'll touch on a little bit of an Alabama a little bit later, obviously. It's a loss in a title game. Doesn't sully Saban's legendary status at all. But what does this mean for Alabama? What does this mean for both programs moving forward? Could we be back here with both these teams in the playoff next year? It seems could be likely. Both teams will bring a lot back, both very talented teams. But, man, talk about SEC dominance. Three straight years, the SEC has won the national championship. And I know we talk so much about Saban and Alabama's dominance nationally, and certainly they deserve it. But we do have to tip the cap that three different SEC teams were able to break through and win the national championship each of the last 3 years. Georgia in 2021, Alabama in 2020, and LSU in 2019. Can somebody else step up? Maybe South Carolina and Shane Beamer pull it off next year. Maybe Billy Napier in year one at Florida. Maybe it's Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M. Certainly speak more to the conference dominance if a different team from the SEC could break through and win a national title. Keep this streak going. When we return, we are going to hear a little bit of the post-game audio from Stetson Bennett, Kirby Smart, Lewis Seen, and much more. All that coming your way right here on Locked On SEC. Look, guys, need to remind you about the incredible app that everyone who buys gas is downloading right now, and you need to know about it. It is the Get Upside app. Our listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas. Every time they fill up, you just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use our promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. You'll get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using the Get Upside app, and make sure you use our promo code SCORE. That will get you up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making up to as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out at any time to your bank account, PayPal, whatever you want. Just download the free Get Upside app. Use our promo code SCORE. When you sign up, that'll get you up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code SCORE on the Get Upside app. Rolling along here, Locked On SEC, as the Georgia Bulldogs are your national champions, defeating the Alabama Crimson Tide 33-18 Monday night up in Indianapolis. And figured let you hear a little bit of some of the post-game comments from some of the folks victorious on the Georgia side. Here was a little bit of Kirby Smart talking with ESPN following the win.
Coach, your freshman Keely Ringo with the pick six to seal the game. What was your reaction to that play?
Keely Ringo has been run the gamut this year. The kid has gotten so much better. I love the kid. I love his family. What a big play and a big moment. How about this university? How about these fans? This is a special moment for the University of Georgia, special moment for this team.
You said before the game, your team had a hunger to them. How did you see that play out on the field?
I saw it at halftime. You know, there were people that said we weren't conditioned enough, and it pissed a lot of people off on our sideline, and they went to work. And before we came today, we burned the boats, and we came on fighting. And I'm proud of these men.
You worked under Nick Saban for 11 seasons. You lost this game against Alabama in 2017. How much sweeter does that make this win?
Well, that one will be with me for a long time, but this one will be with me for much longer. I'm proud of the University of Georgia, the support we get there. A lot of credit to Alabama, Coach Saban. They had a lot of injuries. You know, they lost Jameson Williams in a tough situation, but our kids kept fighting and never doubted.
After 41 years, the University of Georgia are national champions. How does that sound to you?
I hope it doesn't take that long again. Go Dawgs.
That again, Kirby Smart postgame. Let's hear from Stetson Bennett on ESPN following the win.
Stetson, when you were 3 years old, you told your dad you'd be the starting quarterback at Georgia. How does your resilience and your fight keep you in this moment ready to win right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just knew there was going to be no way we were going to let a turnover like that stop us from winning a national championship. There's no way. I wasn't going to let that happen. I wasn't going to be the reason we lost tonight.
After that turnover, you went 3-for-3 on the next drive. How did you get your mind turned quickly to that?
I had to. Otherwise, we were going to lose because they were up. You know, they capitalized on that, and I was like, well, I gotta fix this.
So many times they tried to recruit over you. You thought about leaving, but you stuck around.
Yep.
Why?
Because I love this place. I love this team. I believe in myself. I think I'm the best quarterback. And, you know, I just love everything about this place, and I want to win a national championship here.
What does your story and your stick around, your fight, your attitude say to all of the underdogs, all of the walk-ons out there?
I mean, I have no clue. I hope it's, you know, give somebody a little hope. Just keep fighting. Keep your mouth shut. Work hard. You know, life's tough. You just got to fight through it.
What was the toughest moment that you went through that you stuck through and came out the other end?
You know, just all the ups and downs, man. But these guys, I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. Freaking, I have no idea.
You were crying on the sideline, yeah. So emotional.
Yeah.
How did that all bubble up within
you? It just hit me. I mean, it just hit me. I didn't even watch Keeley score. I thought he went down right when he caught it. Because as soon as he caught it, I just teared up. I just wasn't planning on it. I mean, good Lord. Wow.
Your national champion, Stetson. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
And just a little bit more post-game sound. Let's hear from Lewis Seen, your defensive player of the game.
The defensive player of the game, and what a performance from this defense, which has been elite all year. Lewis Seen. Lewis, congratulations. What was the significance of being able to stop them in the red zone, keep them out of the end zone for as often as you did?
I feel like all these things are basically things we practice every day in and day out. So it was basically a routine. The goal is not to beat ourselves. It did basically just execute.
Tell me what you saw on the game-clinching play when Keeley had the pick six.
I just saw the ball in his hands, and that was all she wrote. And I basically went and celebrated with my team.
This defense has been talked about as being one of the best in the modern era of college football. After this performance tonight in a national championship, where does this defense rank? Well, how should it be evaluated?
I think our defense is definitely in the history books for what we've done all year round. You know, credit to the coaches, credit to the players, all the guys that we did this with. So we definitely made the history books.
Lewis Seen, defensive player of the game, congratulations. Dawgs national champions, and I guess, Chris, to join in what Kirby said and quoting the great Larry Munson, there might be some property torn up and the Dawgs hunkered down one more time for a national championship.
And before we move on, I just did want to play a little bit of audio from one of the plays in the game that, you know, could have been a game-changing moment. It was a game-changing moment for Alabama, could have been a game-changing moment for the Georgia Bulldogs, but man, it was interesting. The play where Stetson Bennett made an interesting play.
Review. The ruling on the field stands. Alabama football at the 16-yard line.
Wow.
That is
wow. Oh, my gosh.
It's one of the worst calls I think I have ever seen.
Holy smokes.
Unbelievable. Fans are now throwing debris onto the field. That needs to stop immediately.
It was coming from the corner to our left in behind the end zone. Now there's a bunch of security personnel over there doing a lot of finger pointing and picking up bottles and trash and putting it up against the wall.
Luckily, that did not end up costing Georgia, and they were able to come back and win it. When we return, we'll hear from Nick Saban, explore the Alabama side right here on Locked On SEC. Of course, the college football season has come to an end, but BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the NFL playoffs happening this weekend, and BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022, a new year, and a new updated desktop and mobile website. To sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, to get started. From football to basketball, hockey, boxing, they've got it all for you. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for this year. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline. It is where the game starts. Roll along here, Locked On SEC. We're going to hear the Nick Saban perspective in just a second, but why don't we hear the Georgia radio call, what it sounded like as Georgia won the national championship.
And then they reverse it with Billingsley back to the right. Snap to Young. Drops back. Pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline. And it's intercepted. Intercepted. Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Near sideline. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 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 Georgia. 54 seconds to go. Keely Ringo with about a 75-yard return. No flags. 32-18. Let the celebration begin.
It was a monumental moment for the Georgia Bulldogs and their program, but what does this mean for Alabama now moving forward? Of course, Nick Saban, he'll expect to be right back here again next year. I tweeted during the game, Bryce Young, as good as he was early on, again, losing Jameson Williams, already not having John Mechie, really took its toll. You got to see a little bit of the younger guys like Ja'Cory Brooks get their feet wet a little bit more, but ultimately, without those two experienced guys, the offense just wasn't the same. Here was a little bit from Nick Saban post-game following this one.
Coach, tell me how the injury to Jameson Williams really impacted you in this game.
Well, I think it's a cumulative effect of all the injuries that we had, whether it was Mechie, Josh Job, Jaden Armour Davis. We've had a lot of guys that, you know, were critical parts of this team that, you know, didn't participate in this game. But, look, I'm extremely proud of this team. This team won the SEC championship, beat Georgia to do it. Obviously, they beat us today. I hate it that having such a great season, accomplishing so much, overcoming so much as a team, that we, you know, didn't finish the fourth quarter better than we did. So it's disappointing, and I know they're disappointed, but I'm really proud of this group. They overcame a lot to get here. And they played a really good game today. We just didn't finish in the fourth quarter.
When you look across the sideline and see Kirby Smart, one of your longest tenured assistants, somebody who grew up underneath you, how do you think of this game and this win for him?
Well, I'm proud of Kirby. I'm proud of the program that he's built. He's done an outstanding job, you know, with his team. They played great. They've probably been the most consistent team all year long. We did a really good job, you know, in the SEC championship game. Nobody can take that away from these kids, and I'm proud of them for what they were able to accomplish.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
That again, Nick Saban, following the loss in this one. Again, the loss of Jameson Williams really took the wind out of his sail for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Finished with four catches, 65 yards. The big 40-yard pass to him. It's where he was injured and left the game. A few other just notes from this one. George Pickens, we talked to our buddy Dan Matthews from 680 The Fan earlier this week to preview the game. He said George Pickens was a guy that he pinned as could be an X factor. He had just the one catch for 52 yards, but it was the big play early that kind of maybe got Stetson Bennett a little bit of confidence. Okay, maybe we can take some shots down the field. Maybe it is there. And then to hit Adonai Mitchell in the second half for the 40-yard touchdown. Brock Bowers had another touchdown. He had a nice game, four catches for 36 yards. Was just named the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year this week. He'll be a key piece moving forward. And again, can't say enough about the resiliency of Georgia's team. They were trailing 9-6 at halftime. It was an all field goal game, and Will Reichard did his job for Alabama, making all the big field goals he needed to. Ended up 4-for-5 on the night. Jack Podlesny on the other side for Georgia went 2-for-2, but ultimately Georgia wins the national championship. And now, as we look ahead, both these teams, high expectations for next year. Could we be back with Georgia and Alabama in the SEC championship once again? Certainly possible. And we'll spend all offseason kind of talking about what all these teams are bringing in. A&M with the number one recruiting class. But will they be able to put it all together, get consistent quarterback play, beat Alabama? Remember, they're going to have to go to Tuscaloosa next year. For Georgia, who's their biggest competition in the East? We'll continue to talk about Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma coming in, joining South Carolina. Gamecocks will be much better, much improved. Can Shane Beamer take that big leap next year? What does Billy Napier's first year at Georgia look like? Mark Stoops, by the way, we'll talk about it throughout the week, but they're bringing back a lot of guys at Kentucky. Missouri, what does that look like under Eli Drinkwitz? And then in the West, Ole Miss is picking up transfer after transfer. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin looking to the transfer portal. So I say all this to say the SEC is not going anywhere. They will be very strong next year. You bring back the Heisman Trophy winner. See who from Georgia opts to come back for another year and who runs off to the NFL draft. Don't blame them. Well, there will be plenty to discuss throughout this offseason that is the SEC. And we thank you guys so much for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. A reminder to check out some of our great podcasts, including Locked On Bama with our buddy Luke Robinson, who joined us throughout the season. Of course, we've got Locked On Bulldogs as well. If you want to check out those guys as they recap the national Georgia winning the national championship. And, of course, you can always check out the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. It is super late. It is past midnight. We are into Tuesday, and I can't form complete sentences. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember to subscribe, and we'll be back throughout this week talking about the SEC offseason, giving you some notes throughout the football season, or throughout the football offseason, and then we'll also get into talking some SEC hoops as we shift our attention a little bit more to SEC basketball. Congrats to Georgia. They're national champs as they win 33-18 over the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm Chris Gordy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.